Here in the studio with me is my first guest this morning, and her name is Jenny Bright, and she actually works now for Contact the Elderly. Obviously started off as a volunteer, and really nice to hear that she works for Contact the Elderly, which is the national charity solely dedicated to tackling loneliness and social isolation among older people. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
I'm going to put that on. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Sorry, I didn't have the mic on for you. Very nice to have you here. Now, you're going to tell us all about Contact the Elderly, and primarily about the tea party groups that you organise.
Yes, that's
because
right.
It has a lot of add-ons to it this morning, doesn't it, that you
yes.
really want to get across. So tell us a little about the Contact the Elderly and what you strive to do.
So what we do is we, as you say, tackle social isolation amongst people over 75 who live on their own. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold this morning. And we do that through monthly tea party groups. So what happens in the groups is that somebody gets referred to the group or refers themselves, says that they'd like to go along, and then they get collected once a month by the same volunteer driver from their front door, taken to a tea party in a different host's house each month. And the hosts host once or twice a year, so they get to know the family that they're going to or the people that they're going to, and they go for a tea party, and they go with the same group of drivers and other guests every month as well. So that group, usually it's about six guests or 6 to 8 guests, and then 3 or 4 drivers. So you get really lovely friendships forming within those groups, and reconnected to the community, and they're just lovely thing to do, really.
It is a great thing to do. I'm interested in when you say the host. Who are the hosts?
So me and my husband actually started off as volunteer hosts. So we started back in January with a new group, and we put on a tea party. We've done about 3 this year, and it's between 3 and 5 on a Sunday afternoon, and you just make some tea and sandwiches and cakes. And a lot of people love really going for it with the baking, but it doesn't have to be Bake Off. You know, the first one we spent all weekend baking, and then the last one we did, we were quite busy, so we popped down the supermarket on Sunday morning in the end. But you know, it's really just about the company and bringing everyone together and having a good chat. So so people can volunteer either as a host or as a driver once a month, or we also need people to coordinate the groups. If people have got good organisational skills and like drinking tea and eating cake, then we'd love to hear from them too.
So primarily, it's a really lovely idea, Jenny, it really is, and I hadn't heard this before until you came on today, so I'm very pleased that you have come on and shared this with us. So volunteers are hosts, drivers?
Yes.
What other volunteers do you need?
Coordinators.
So
within the group, you usually get about 4 or 6 drivers, and they collect usually the same person every month and take them to the tea party. And the hosts, as I say, they host once or twice a year. The coordinator usually is also a driver, but kind of sets the schedule and checks everyone knows who's coming and so on. And if people are interested in setting up a new group, or we're always setting up new groups as well. We have 4 in Cambridge, but we have them throughout Cambridgeshire and nationally as well. So I'd like to give out the free phone number.
Yes, do. Because you've got a nice website too, so you want to give that out.
If anybody knows of anybody, if either, you know, people are listening and think they'd like to come along, if you're over 75 and live alone, or if you know of somebody, and it doesn't have to be in Cambridge, could be nationally, then we'd love to hear from you. Or if if people would like to volunteer as well.
And in particular, of course, it is the 1st of December. I won't keep repeating that, but we are going to talk about the Christmas tea party as well, aren't we? So when is that taking place? It's quite soon, isn't
it? This Sunday on the 4th. Yeah. So we have 4 groups in Cambridge. We're not quite the newest group. There's an even newer group now. So we have 2 groups that formed this year, and then 2 which have been going a bit longer. And we're all getting together and meeting each other for the first time on Sunday and having a big Christmas party. So really looking forward to that.
Sorry, where was that again, did you say? Where is that taking place?
It's happening just outside Cambridge in a village hall, but it's the volunteer drivers and hosts are going along and all of the guests. So,
it's such a lovely idea, isn't it? Because we all, you know, some of my friends moan about the cafe culture and how many coffee shops are turning up in all over town. But I actually love coffee shops. I think they're such a lovely way of people meeting and actually sitting and talking. And I think the tea party also has that
really.
Yeah, it
but
does.
Also going into a family home on a Sunday, perhaps if a lot of the guests, their family don't live locally, or perhaps you don't have family, And so it's really lovely to go and all kind of eat together and chat and get to know each other. And I've really enjoyed volunteering. It's been really
And how really nice. Did you hear about it, Jenny, beforehand? What was your...
I actually saw there was a tube poster campaign quite a lot of years ago. And I remembered it from that, and for some reason just suddenly thought I'd get in touch and see if they needed volunteers. And from that, I've ended up working for the charity, which has been lovely as well. So,
And what's the feedback from the people that the ladies and gentlemen that actually come along to these tea parties? What's their feedback?
You get
from
some
it?
Really lovely feedback. So, yeah. Everyone's over 75, but quite often people are well into their 80s or 90s. Mm. We've got quite a few people in their 90s in our group, and one of the ladies in our group who is 94. Said that Sunday used to be a family day, you might go to the beach or have a big meal together. And she said, now really it's just a nothing day, you know, before these tea parties, and it just can go on and on. And then she says the tea parties have really just given her something to, it's something to look forward to, and people get, you know, get a bit dressed up and go along and see their friends and have a catch up. And
yeah.
It's only once a month, but you get friendships forming as well, and people going for lunch at each other's houses. Or we had a lady who doesn't have any family close by at all and had to go into hospital suddenly. And she'd only been in the group for 2 months, but she had 3 visits from members of the groups while she was
now
in.
Now that's really interesting, isn't
it's
it?
It's lovely. It really kind of forms these nice kind of community support networks.
Yeah.
And as a volunteer, you make new friends, you know, with the guests and the drivers. It's lovely.
So, Jenny, you know, one of the most important things that you said to me for me was making sure that on radio today we get listeners to maybe think about if they know of anybody who is living on their own that would like this sort of service or facility or just, you know, tea party.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, so we've got a website, if you look up Contact the Elderly, and we have a campaign called Be Our Guests. We've got these new nice leaflets, which mean that if you know of anybody in your community, if you know them well, obviously you can just give them one or phone up for them. But if you know, don't quite know somebody, but you've seen somebody perhaps on your street and you think they might be a bit lonely, you can just pop one through the door as well. So it's really nice. So if you do know of anybody, or if, you know, people listening who are doctors who come into contact with older people who might be in need of a bit of extra company, then we'd love to hear from you.
Jenny, that's great. Thank you very much indeed.
You.
It was... Did you have...
Just give out the FIFO number as well?
Yes, of course. So, I'm just about to say, actually. Go ahead.
So if anyone's listening for themselves or for somebody they know, then please call us and have a chat on 0800 716 543. So 0800 716 543, and we'd love to hear from you.
Right, I shall read that out later on this morning
Thanks
as well
so
for you.
Thank
but
you.
Jenny, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in to
thank
tell us
you.
About Contact the Elderly, which is the national charity solely dedicated to tackling loneliness and social isolation among older people. And it was lovely talking to you, Jenny, who you are now working for the
yes.
charity. I'm very impressed. And it does sound a really lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great.
And I wish you all the best for the Christmas party.
Thank you very much. Thank you.